Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we start our prayer meditation, I want you to invite God's presence. Find a quiet place where you can sit and be still. Start by asking the Lord, "Here I am, your servant. I am listening." Repeat those words. "Here I am, Lord, your servant. I am listening." As you pray, I want you to listen to your own breath. Breathe in and breathe out. In the book of Psalms, David wrote, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Take this time to drown out the noise around you and focus on God. Thank Him for the air that you are breathing in now. Feel His presence and His power over you. God inhabits the praises of His people. Today we will pray against worry and fear. The Bible is clear that fear and anxiety are not of God. Yet it is a reality we all face. I invite you to lift your burdens to the Lord as we pray against worry and fear, and let His word shape us today. Isaiah 41 verse 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God, I will not fear, for you are my strength, and you uphold me. So I want you to say that prayer slowly and picture God holding you. God, I will not fear, for you are my strength and you uphold me. God, I will not fear, for you are my strength and you will uphold me. Matthew 6. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." But seek first His kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The word peace that was used in this verse means wholeness. This is an assurance that God is working from start to finish. I want you to take a moment to lift up your burdens to the Lord. Let Him take control of your life. Peace I give you. King Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 10, "So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless." In Isaiah 40, verse 30 to 31, it says, "Even young people grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This is God's invitation for you to exchange your strength with God's strength. Pray that God would give you His strength. Lord, we exchange our strength for your strength. Lord, we exchange our strength for your strength. For when I am weak, then you are strong. Lord, be my strength. Lord, be my strength. Lord, I do not trust in my own strength and ability. So let me understand who I am in Christ. I am a child of God, and Satan has no power over me, for I overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. 1 John 4:4. I am of God and have overcome the enemy. For greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Christ, you are in me, the hope of glory. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Isaiah 54, verse 14 to 17. In your righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from me. I will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near me or my family. If anyone does attack me, it will not be God's doing. Whoever attacks me will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work, and it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon formed against me will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses me. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So today, I declare that any weapon that the enemy uses on me and against me is rendered useless and powerless. If God is for us, who can be against us? No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near you. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. I take up the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart that the wicked one bring against me. No amount of worry and fear will overtake me. I have the mind of Christ. The peace of God is in me. I am a doer of the word of God, and I am blessed in my deeds. I am happy in those things I do, because I am a doer of the word of God. Those who meditate in the law of the Lord and keep it in their mouth and choose to live a life of obedience will experience the presence and the blessings of God. Lord, I declare Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:30, and Matthew 16:19, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon this body. Every disease and germ and virus and bacteria that touches this body will die instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and tissue of this body will function in the way it should function, and I forbid any malfunction in this body in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am an overcomer, and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I submit to God. I resist the devil, and he will flee from me. Lord, today I submit under your leadership and your lordship. Today I surrender. Lord, you said in Psalms 119 verse 89, your word is eternal and it stands firm in the heavens. So today I declare that over my life and over my children's life, that all my children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Let these words from the scripture strengthen you. Let it sink in your soul. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Let his word penetrate your hearts today. And as we end, I want you to meditate on God's goodness. Let the Holy Spirit fill you up today. Invite him to come and pour out his Spirit on you. For he has given you not the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.